Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Oh man, can I just throw in, I was thinking about this. Can I just chuck this in?
Yeah.
So take your time. How come like the prequels, what are they like? Between the age of Leia and Luke, and then what are they in the movies, like 21?
What, in Star Wars?
Yeah.
I think they're like 18 or something.
So that's 18 years past what happened in the last one. What was that one called?
Revenge of the Sith.
How come everyone's talking about like the Force, like it's some sort of ancient mystic craziness? Like even Han Solo's like, I don't want to hear about your ancient mumbo jumbo. Like it wasn't that long ago where the Jedi were pretty like everywhere. Like just because they all died 18 years ago, it's not like 20 years ago someone's like, oh, do you have like an Atari 2800? I'm like, don't talk to me about your electronic mumbo jumbo. Like that's ridiculous. Like even when like Darth's not even like at the start of the Star Wars, all those other English guys are hell talking down to him. They're like, oh, what do you know, robot man? And he's like, what are you going to use your Force, you little choky thing? Well, get out of here. And then
I find your argument hilarious, but I think the real, like, I guess one explanation would be that like there weren't that many Jedi compared to how big the galaxy was.
Yeah, but the political system, they were
no, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, so you never saw them do, like, it was very rare to see them actually light their lightsabers up. We see it in the film, but when you think about it, there's not that many people around that aren't in the battle to witness it, like just the common folk. So I guess, you know, people could just think that it's like, it's just tricks, really. Now, Travis Nash, what is your first memory of Star Wars?
I don't know. It's just always been in my life. I don't know exactly when I first saw it. But yeah, like every Saturday and Sunday, like even school holidays, that's all we watched. And the Indiana Jones sagas.
Yeah.
Like, and we'd be one of those like annoying kids who, my brother's like 6 years older than me. And then he'd always promise that we get to make a movie. He's like, if you do this for me, we'll make a Star Wars movie. And we try to recreate scenes in the backyard. Like, my poor father. we covered this whole back area in leaves and got all these, like, tarps and try to make Jabba's Palace once. And just, we're idiot kids.
Jabba's Palace was known for its leaves.
Yeah, it's the best we could do. And my dad had this sick cubby house he built, this two-story thing. And they had like a poll, and we did many reenactments of like "I am your father" scene for the neighbors. You got to check that out for the free theater. for the people there. One of my first festival shows. 5 stars. But my brother, the most annoying person to watch movies with, because he can't just watch a movie. He has to involve you with what you react. He was like the first DVD commentary before it. Like, if you're watching it, he's going, oh, Trav, the Rancor's dead and that guy's crying. What would you do in that situation, Trav? I'm like, I don't know. I've never owned a Rancor. Like, what are you talking about? He goes, oh, he's so heartbroken. What's he going to do now? Do you reckon he quit? Do you reckon he quit his job? I'm like, what are you reading into? This is such a 3-second character. Like,
that's the fun of Star Wars. I wonder what he did do. I guess after that, he just would have been known as Keeper. What does he keep? Oh, don't bring it up, man.
Do you reckon he downsized? He was just like, I shouldn't have bought a giant Rancor. I should just get a puppy.
A Womp Rat.
Even when what's that there? Is it Scratchius Crumb? Is that his name?
Silius Crumb.
Sorry. I'm really bad at these names. What sort of animal is that? What, a gremlin or something?
He is... a something monkey from some planet.
You should just get one of those because they seem like pretty good luck. Got a good sense of humour. I would like to do a comedy gig in front of like 50 of those dudes. Because Jabba's killing it. Like,
it's just punchline after punchline, tag after tag. I actually, sometime in the last 6 months, someone at an audience I was doing a gig at had a very Silius Crumb laugh. And I like the reference, the off-the-cuff reference that hardly anyone will get. And I just went, oh, good to see Silius Crumbs come out today. The amount of people that got that reference was staggeringly impressive.
Wow. I think he's a pretty standout character.
Mm. I love him. I'm a real fan of Silius Crumb.
We were the kind of kids also who would rewind. We used to ruin the VHS tapes because we just rewind things and play them back and think they're hilarious. Like, especially when Luke finds out that Darth's his dad. Sorry for the spoiler, but that's what goes on. And
that is a well-known hilarious moment in the trilogy.
But he's just acting just out of control. It's just like, no, no, that's not possible. Like, we just kept playing that again and again. Because in slow motion, it's really awesome.
God, I felt like I was back in your backyard just then. The reenactment was heavy.
Like, I've just nailed it. Like, I've done so many shows.
I was going to hit up your mum to buy some lemonade just then.
You'd be banging on the window. What are you kids doing?
So, what's your favorite film, Trav Nash?
I like Return of the Jedi. I'm a big Ewok fan.
I knew you were going to say Return of the Jedi.
I think it's the one I was more conscious of watching. Like, I think I would have sat through maybe that more. And I love the Jabba thing. It's sick.
Yeah. That was the first one. Like, I saw Star Wars during a re-release at the cinema. But Return of the Jedi was the first one that I saw with everyone else the first time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was the first time it had come out. And I remember we had to go pick up my dad, and it was like an hour drive that night. And my brother, Craig, who's about 5 years older than me, made me explain the entire film to him.
What?
Like, so I just remember we were driving to pick up my dad and we're in the back seat and I was like I told him the entire film.
Wow.
Because he was just like, can you tell me what happens? So how good would it be to have a recording of how badly I explained at age like 4 or something? Like, what happened in Return of the Jedi?
That would be a sick YouTube thing. Like, if it was animated as well, that'd be so awesome.
But I was a massive Ewoks.
I don't know why people are against them. I think they're pretty sick.
Well, it's such a weird thing. Like, I didn't even, you know, because there was no, like, internet or anything. Like, I didn't even, not until I started to go to fan club things in, like, the mid-90s that I was like, oh, people don't like Ewoks? Why?
People are like, oh, they're just so unbelievable. I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, a whole thing in space. Someone building a space station planet. Oh, that's pretty plausible.
Yeah.
But little Ewok guys.
Well, the main thing that people, I think, the cynical people go, oh, it was just a cash grab to sell teddy bears. And I'm just like, yeah, awesome. Because I bought all the teddy bears.
But isn't all of Star Wars that? Like, you can get a figure of anything. Like, like, for instance, I never got the Star Wars figures as a kid. Like, my brother got those, but I once pleaded for my mum to buy one, and she came back with, like, the most obscure character that only recently I spotted where he is in the film. He looks like a trash can with, like, clicky legs, and he's in the Jabba's Palace scene where, like, it's being tortured or something.
Oh, that's
like,
the gonk droid.
He's going, yipe, yipe, yipe!
Yeah, that's the gonk droid or the power droid.
I remember I didn't talk to my mum for a whole week. I was like, thanks, mum. What am I going to do with a mailbox? She's
like, Torture him.
You're so ungrateful. I'm like, there's like 50 great characters, like a stormtrooper mum. Surely, where would you even find this? Like,
I think it was like, that was the one that was left. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one's picking up gonk droid.
I think my mum just like, this will get him.
He's also in... He's in the Jawa Sandcrawler as well in Star Wars.
Oh, really?
He just sits there and because he came out, I think he was in either the second or the third batch of figures they ever made. Mm. And yeah, so when sort of C-3PO kind of is in the Sandcrawler and he's looking around, he starts, like, he's called the Power Droid, but everyone calls him Gonk Droid because when he sort of started walking, he sort of had to, like, he had some springs that fell off him, and then his noise he makes is gonk, gonk, gonk. So he's the gonk droid.
I love all this backstory.
If only you've gone back in time and realized that he could have played in that place as well.
I think it was just the beginning of my disappointment with life. Like, I think it's just the start of it. I just went, life's not as good as it is on TV.
It is hard to picture. I'm looking, we've got a cabinet here with pretty much nearly all the vintage figures in them. Yeah. And it's hard to think of a shittier figure to get given.
It's the worst one. It seriously is.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.